I excuse myself from the bicycling under the pretense of tending to my knee. Mademoiselle Lafarge offers to help me, but I promise her I shall repair straight to Bridget and bandages. Instead, I slip through the woods toward the boathouse, where I can take refuge and nurse my deeper wounds in private. The small lake reflects the slow migration of pilgrim clouds.
Carolina! Carolina!
An old gypsy woman, Mother Elena, searches the woods. She wears her silvery hair wrapped in a bright blue kerchief. Several necklaces hang to her chest. Every spring, when the gypsies come around, Mother Elena is with them. It was her daughter, Carolina, whom my mother and Sarah led to the East Wing to sacrifice to the Winterlands. The loss of her beloved daughter was more than Mother Elena could bear. Her mind frayed, and now she is more a haunt than a woman. I've not seen her since the gypsies returned this time. She hasn't ventured far from their camp, and I'm surprised to see how frail she is.
"Have you seen my little girl, my Carolina?" she asks.
"No," I say weakly.
"Carolina, love, do not play with me so," Mother Elena says, looking behind a large tree as if she were merely involved in a game of hide-and-seek. "Will you help me find her?"
"Yes," I say, though it makes my heart ache to join her folly.
"She's mischievous," Mother Elena says, "and a good hider. Carolina!"
"Carolina!" I call half-heartedly. I peek behind bushes and peer into the trees, pretending to look for a girl killed long ago.
"Keep looking," Mother Elena instructs.
"Yes," I lie, shame reddening my neck. "I'll do that." The moment Mother Elena is out of sight, I steal into the boathouse, exhaling in relief. I shall wait here until the old woman goes back to the camp. Dust motes shimmer in the cracks of weak sunlight. I can hear the hammering of the workers and the hopeful call of a mother searching for the daughter who will not be found. I know what happened to little Carolina. I know that the child was murdered, nearly sacrificed to the Winterland's creatures 25 years ago. I know the horrible truth of that night, and I wish I didn't. An oar propped haphazardly against a wall slides toward me. I feel the smooth weight of the wood in my hands as my body is seized by a sensation I have not had in months, that of a vision taking hold. Every muscle contracts. I squeeze the oar tightly as my eyelids flutter and the sound of my blood grows as loud as war drums in my ears. And then I am under, whooshing through light as if I alone am awake inside a dream. Images rush past and blend into one another as in a turning kaleidoscope. I see the lady in lavender writing furiously by lantern light, her hair plastered to her face with sweat. Sounds, a mournful cry, shouts, birds. Another turn of the kaleidoscope, and I am on the streets of London. The lady motions to me to follow. The wind blows a handbill at my feet. Another leaflet for the illusionist, Dr. Van Ripple. I pick it up and am in a raucous music hall. A man with black hair and a neat goatee places an egg into a box, and, as quick as a blink, he makes it disappear. The pretty lady who led me here takes the box away and returns to the stage, where the illusionist places her into a trance. He takes hold of a large slate, and with a piece of chalk in both hands, the lady writes upon it as if possessed. We are betrayed. She is a deceiver. The tree of all souls lives. The key holds the truth. The crowd gasps and applauds, but I'm pulled out of the music hall. I'm on the streets again. The lady is just ahead, running over cobblestones slick with the damp, past rows of narrow, unlit houses. She runs for her life, her eyes wild with fear. The rivermen shout to one another. With their long hooks, they fish the cold, dead body of the lady from the river. She clutches one sheet of paper. Words scratch themselves onto the page. You are the only one who can save us.